And now it's time to relax a bit and uncork the vino. The East Bay has been experiencing something of a wine boom over the past decade or so, and the East Bay Express devotes this week's magazine to exploring it in the Taste Edition. There are at least 25 wineries now in East Bay cities, and Ellen Cushing writes about them and their history, and she joins me now. So you write that the Bay Area was a winemaking center for the nation since the 1880s, and I was really surprised to hear that.
So was I. You never hear about this. I think most of us who live here just associate winemaking with what we call wine country. But as it turns out, before Prohibition, the urban Bay Area, meaning downtown San Francisco, meaning parts of the East Bay, were the epicenter of winemaking in California. So for a really long time, it was mostly centered around downtown San Francisco. And then after the 1906 fire and earthquake, a lot of it moved to the East Bay. And actually, there's a place in Point Richmond that was called Wine Haven that was the biggest commercial winery in the country for decades until Prohibition. And obviously, Prohibition kind of shut that down. And then after Prohibition, for various reasons, the winemaking industry sort of reemerged farther north in Napa and Sonoma.
And now you're reporting on this new urban boom, which we find has its historic roots. Can you tell us who these new East Bay winemakers are?
Well, they're winemakers who are probably a little bit less traditional, but who see a lot of value in making wine in urban centers. So basically what they do is they buy their grapes from vineyards all over California. So Napa, Sonoma, the Sierra Foothills, the Central Coast, Santa Barbara, if they want, and truck the wines in and then make their wines, stomp the grapes, make the wines, bottle the wines in urban centers. So Oakland, Berkeley, San Francisco, whatever.
That's Ellen Cushing, and she is a staff writer at the East Bay Express, and its new edition is devoted all to taste, and we're talking about the new urban boom in winemaking. So speaking of taste, what are the reviews of these wines?
They're pretty good. I have had many, I'll be honest with you, and have been pretty impressed. I spoke to David Sharp, who is very knowledgeable about wine and who runs a shop called The Wine Mine in Temescal in North Oakland, and he said that a lot of these wines are actually pretty good. One great thing about urban winemaking is that you get a lot of choice in terms of the varieties of grapes that you're using. So one of the winemakers I spoke to said that, you know, if Santa Barbara is having a bad year, he can buy his grapes elsewhere. He doesn't own the land, so he doesn't have to make his wine with the grapes that he has. So he can choose, you know, this year is really great for Sangiovese on the Central Coast, so he'll buy his grapes for that there. He'll buy grapes for another kind of wine in Napa because they're having a really good year. So there are many ways in which urban wineries get a lot of choice in terms of the grapes, and some would argue get better grapes. David Sharp of The Wine Mine said that many of the wines they're making are very good. It's a mixed bag, but a lot of them are very good.
And I imagine that this is very good economically for cities. What's the environmental impact?
The environmental impact is actually pretty big. As it turns out, glass is heavy, and it's just a lot lighter and easier to truck the raw materials in and then make the wines themselves closer to where people actually drink the wines, which is cities. And furthermore, you know, Napa and Sonoma and the rest of wine country are pretty rural, and they don't have great roads. They don't necessarily have great electricity or wastewater management. They're not necessarily suited to industrial production. So that's a way in which making wines in urban centers is a lot better for the environment.
And that's Ellen Cushing. She's a staff writer at the East Bay Express, and the edition is devoted to taste. And so, Ellen, you've been taking us on a tour of wineries in the urban core in the Bay Area, and you can read all about that at theeastbayexpress.com. But you also write about wine's more proletariat cousin, beer, and new trends of cooking with beer.
Yes. Cooking with beer is huge right now. A lot of chefs are using beer in a lot of different kinds of dishes. It's kind of a step up from beer battered fish and beer can chicken. We're talking pretty nice restaurants using beer in really inventive ways. So there's a restaurant in Oakland called Hopscotch. It's very good, that does this amazing beer steamed clams dish with, you know, a Japanese beer, and it really works really well. I also spoke to someone who swears by his chocolate stout pancakes recipes. So chefs are definitely using beer in really inventive ways.